goalie question for you to start.
Well, that will be a short answer.
Okay, I'll try. Now, Andre's been with this franchise a long time, been through the ups and the downs, and in the last year of his contract now, what are you seeing out of him, maybe compared to other camps? Is he still growing, still getting better?
Neither one of us have been in this camp long enough to give you a good answer. Mm-hmm. In 3 or 4 days, I know that he thought he had a nice night the other night, and there was quite a bit of quiet hockey, and then it got real busy for him and real scrambling. He handled that very well. Today is probably the first practice that I registered as a coach. I remember the drills and the performance of the players, and with three goalies, I'm not even sure who was in each net.
Yeah. How close are you to knowing which goalie is going to be your opening day starter?
Probably claim that I know 5 minutes before we announce it. How about that?
Okay. How far do the last two preseason games go towards that decision still?
Preseason games are important. There's no doubt about that. But a guy, and I'm not talking about goalies, this is true of all of these guys, 3 weeks isn't, you can't make a decision and give a guy a job based on 2 or 3 good weeks. It certainly either improves or slightly hurts your overall view of the player, his training camp. So there is a value to camp, but especially in goalies, the body of the work will have a bigger impact on your overall view.
You contract have an impact?
Yeah, not for me.
You open to running a bit of rotation you've done in the past at the beginning of the year?
It'd be a hypothetical. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to answer those. So I would say I would be open to anything or play a guy 72, right? So both are open. The guy gets hot, he can play as long as he wants. Our November schedule says that rotation, especially in that block of time, would make some sense.
Any chance you start the season with 3 goalies in the roster?
Would leave that open as part of that hypothetical. Anything's possible. You may be on the roster. Wow. Get your attitude right.
Will you share tomorrow's starter yet?
Yeah. Connor's playing tomorrow. There goes the pre-scout.
Anything new with Drew Stafford, Paul? Or is it still day-to-day?
Still a good day-to-day. He'll get on the ice soon.
Okay, but unlikely for tomorrow, would be fair?
No, he's not in the lineup tomorrow.
Paul, the other day you talked about how your team, because of the youth, is going to look very different from September to November to March.
We hope.
You hope. Is it a matter of just being patient for those that are watching this team and being around this team for these young guys to develop?
It's a matter of understanding the league. So we believe in the talent level of young players. Nick Ehlers, so let's talk about Nick, because he's not a young guy anymore. He's had a whole year in the NHL. What they are capable of doing is going to be curtailed by men just like them that are 27 years old that are playing against them. So you have to be a little bit of patient about what your expectations are, right? And maybe them as well. Right? That's as big a challenge. You come in as an elite minute guy, an elite scorer, an elite defender, and you were to get here. You were an elite, and now you're going to go and play a bunch of the guys just like you that are 7 years older. I mean, the average age in the leagues for a forward is probably 27 now. That's a lot of experience. So patience with that, what we expect of them and what they expect of themselves.
What do you have to do to curtail any maybe early frustrations for a young player, maybe like Patrick, that may not see that success right away?
Well, you let them go through a lot of it. And that's Patrick, it's true of all of them. Nick went through it. I mean, when you look at we would be very, very pleased with Nick's year last year, and that his points landed him in the 30s, which is clearly not what he's shooting for or what we're shooting for, but we walked away pleased with that. So trying to get that to balance is a challenge with young players. You make sure that they understand the good things that they're doing that don't necessarily go in the net, and you're careful with how much improvement you expect every day.
You seem from Alex Bristro so far in the camp, Paul.
I mean, again, you got to give me a little room here, right? So, his numbers are good, tested well, he's working hard, he's fitting in, smiling, trying to play hard. I'll give you a better answer in a week.
This team's draft and development mode, are you seeing this season the fruits of that in guys like, you know, even Shifley last year and then Ehlers? And
We're seeing a kind of a vision and a theme amongst players, and a recognition where the game was going to speed, the speed of the young players that are coming into our team. There's a bit of a theme with all these guys. And we're seeing players that come in that and you know in the back of your head that they're going to play. You're not 100% sure when and when they'll be effective to play. The old line is young players can play, they just can't produce at the level that they're going to. But clearly there's a theme and a vision to the draft and the kind of players that are coming. And boy, and the World Cup is not a great example of it, but this game is just so fast now. We said it on the bench last year, the coaches all the time. I've seen fast players and I've seen fast teams. It's the first time I thought we had a fast league. That every night the team looked that you were playing at had enough fast guys on it that they could play fast. The speed to me is the one thing that's changed more than our team and the league as well. It's as fast as I've ever seen it.
So what's kind of the identity you're shooting for? Is that something that just will develop?
Each year you have to reestablish an identity for a team. We have brand new leadership. We have an awful lot of young players that are going to push for jobs. A lot of them have speed as part of their game, but we also want to play a responsible, smart game. We won't forecheck in the same manner, but we'd like to forecheck with a better result. So we may not be running people through the end boards like you saw maybe 2 years ago, a real physical grinding game, but we should be able to get that puck even quicker and maybe control some of those things a little more often.
You would start to learn about your new coaches, both Todd and Jamie, in the time, more in the summer, but as a candidate, in terms of what they're going to bring to the table for your group.
So now we would say that they're as delivered as they thought they as promised. Jamie and I have spent an awful lot of time over the summer working on the systems of our games, especially where the forwards involved. And Todd, what he's done is the timing of this is right. So we wanted to bring a person in that could do some of the smaller skill area stuff. And really, it's hard to develop in an NHL season. Just the load on the bodies. You can't stay on the ice for as long as you'd like to. Especially with a young team, these guys need to be on the ice and they need to work pucks and they need to work on the small area things that in the NHL it's just hard to do. So he's been brought in to help us with that. And the nice part is the young guys, it seems to me, are used to being on the ice more and more, right? A lot of these guys don't take summers off. They never did. So when practice is over, the fun part starts for them. And now we have somebody that can really help facilitate that. So just some time with them. We laugh a fair amount, which is a good sign, and we enjoy being around. But the real challenge for me is getting to the rink before them. Usually that's not a problem, but Charlie's car and their other two cars are in the lock, have been in the driveway before mine, so I got to figure that out. They took my parking spot, which is unfortunate. First guy, eh? Guy who gets there first. Well, we're on time. Whoever gets there first gets the best spot. And you'll notice today that mine's in the A spot. I had to sleep here last night, though.
PK, PP, distribution. I know you have the final say, but people want to know.
The players have it if it's working. It's theirs, and it's mine if it's not.
Okay. With some milk on both?
Yes, always.
I noticed some players, according to the note in the room, are wearing heart monitors here for to close the preseason. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what that's all about?
We started that idea last year when mathematically it looked like we weren't making the playoffs. So we're trying to, this goes back to, you look at our November, right? So we're going to get 2 days off at home, October 20th and 21st. The next time that event happens is December 13th and 14th, I believe. So it's as difficult a schedule as I've ever seen. So we need to start measuring the cost of a game and the cost of a practice. So what's the load on these players? We started to do things that we've kind of never done before. That's a big part of what Dr. Schlonwick was brought in to take a look at. Better ways to recover and then more maximal pushing when we're on the ice. We're just trying to gather as much information as we can so we can figure out exactly how hard we are pushing these guys in practice and how much they are spending in the game. And that's just one of the tools that we're using.
Paul, a couple of weeks ago, Brian talked and he said he wasn't quite sure who Little. I'm sorry, okay. Might not be sure who he's playing with. Of course, that was early. That was even before they organized stuff. it looks like he's having fun with the two Finnish fellas out there right now. What do you like about that trio?
Well, the idea of it. Brian is a really skilled puck mover, and he's also, when if we were look, go back to the start of last year, I would have described him as our best defensive center. So he had played with Ladd and Frolik in that role. So we're going to put a center with Patrick and Joel that knows the way his own end and can get us out of trouble. Joel is seems to be a bit of a hybrid here. We could put him in a checking role. His stick is so good and he's very smart. But we've also seen an awful lot of offensive skill there, so we like that balance. And we're still a week away from developing kind of the final framework. But from that, we're probably looking at pairs and moving a lot of our younger players around. If it's working, we'll keep it that way. If we need to move, just to take the pressure off them in certain roles. With the number of young guys that I think we're going to see on this team, we're going to have, like we did last year, we're going to have young guys playing big roles. So that means when they end up playing against the other team's best, their second best. And we'll rotate those kids a little bit, not necessarily in the lineup, but in terms of their roles, who they're playing against.
Joel, the old guy, what, 22?
Yep.
Is he taking the 18-year-old under his wing? Have you seen that? Have you been pleased with that?
You know what? I've actually noticed I don't think he needs to. He's not explaining the drills to Patrick after I'm done explaining to them. Patrick understands well enough what we're doing. They all seem to be kind of equal in there. Patrick hasn't looked like he needed a whole lot of help.